Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. It's Friday, and it's time for your Friday edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 24th of July, 2020. Here comes the best technology news, and it's coming at you in about 5 minutes. Hey, Android and iOS users. Yes, believe this or not, even iOS. Alexa is actually going to be able to launch your Android or your iOS apps using voice commands. Now, yeah, for Android, it's like, oh, yeah, okay, that's to be expected. But for Apple? Really? Yes, apparently Amazon is working on this new feature for its Alexa voice assistant, trying to make your life a little easier on your mobile without having to lift a finger. Now, this new feature will be called Alexa for Apps and is actually in preview form starting today, meaning you're going to have to be a developer to see its potential currently. Now, how this works, a user on either your iPhone or your Android device, you'll ask Alexa, open Twitter, and search for, say, a certain hashtag. The app will then open and then start doing its thing. But they won't be read aloud. Yes, you're still going to have to use your eyeballs. Now, the bigger question will be, will Apple actually allow this thing to proceed? You know, since it's in developer preview right now, they may kill it before the rest of us see it.
Hey, you got a private Facebook Messenger chat going. You don't want nobody to know about it?
Well, then lock it behind Face ID. Oh yeah, some new privacy stuff is coming your way for Messenger now. For all you iPhone and iPad users. That's right, the app now can be locked up or shortly after closing. You know, kind of like, like a password manager, like 1Password, something like that. It will now require you to use an authentication method like Face ID or Touch ID so you can actually open it back up. Meaning, if somebody else grabs a hold of your phone and you don't really want them to know what the conversation you were having on Messenger was, well, they won't be able to access it. Now, the actual app feature is called App Lock, and is part of other changes that are actually coming to Messenger, all based around its security and privacy updates. Now, currently, App Lock will only be available for iPhone and the iPad, though we are hearing that for Android, it should be available in the next few months. Staying with a bit of Facebook news, and Instagram looks like they're ready to take on GoFundMe, too. Yeah, Instagram's about to roll out a tool that will allow users to raise money through the app, very much a GoFundMe style. There are a few disclaimers, however. First off, you gotta be 18 years or older, and it's only gonna be available for users in the US and the UK and Ireland, starting actually today. Oh, and the third disclaimer, yeah, you gotta currently be on Android. Apparently, the iOS is not prime time ready enough yet. They are working on it, however, though, and according to Instagram, the iOS test will be soon to follow. Now, just like any other web sort of fundraising campaign thingy, there will be a review process in which donation causes are vetted before they're being approved, and the fundraising period will last for 30 days. But if it's not enough, you can always apply for an extension. The money then will be, of course, deposited into the bank account of choice at the end of the fundraiser. And finally, Elon Musk is ready to tickle your pleasure center. Now, I don't think that's literally, but he says he has a chip that can do it. Come on, you all remember Neuralink? Yeah, that chip that Elon Musk says that can be planted right into our brain? In some form or another, I don't know, through programming or God only knows what, you can actually be forced to have a mental orgasm or even make you fall in love. Really? Now, you might remember Elon actually said originally beginning at the goal of Neuralink was to produce a BCI so humans wouldn't lose their competitive edge to AI. Yes, artificial intelligence. But I'm starting to think mental orgasms, yeah, that might be a little out of that realm. Or making you fall in love with somebody or maybe even something. Yeah, I don't know how to approach this story anymore, ladies and gentlemen. But I'm sure the sex toy industry's probably got a few ideas already. Got a story? No one else is listening? Well, send it our way, because that one was actually sent to us. Proving, yes, we will air it. So you got something just as juicy? I probably shouldn't have used that word. You got something similar to that? Send it to us. BritishTechNews@gmail.com or anything else that's unsimilar as possible. Check out our official website, too, at BritishTechNetwork.com. That is where you can get subscribed to this show and all the other BTN podcasts. And support the new show over there, too, by visiting BritishTech.com/subscriptions. For as little as $5 a month, your donation each and every month helps keep the new show.
show on the air. And those of you that do donate each and every month, thank you so much for your support. Give us a like over there on Facebook too at British Tech Network. And of course, follow us on Twitter at British Tech. And join us in our BTN community at our Slack room by visiting BritishTech.slack.com. The new show will be back at your way on Monday. Yep, the weekend is almost here. We will get you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the weekend. But until then, have yourself one freaky Friday. I don't know if that was the best sort of words to say there either. Oh, what the hell. Have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.